Hey, what's going on? Nick Unsworth here, and I am super excited because what you are about to see is some behind the scenes footage from our private mastermind events where we basically had about 50 clients that came into town. These are private coaching clients. And what you're gonna see is some clips from our good friend, Dr. Matt Hubbard, as he shares and talks about vision. And as you know, vision is one of the most important things to have in your life, vision and a purpose. We are all here and meant for something big and great. And I don't care whether you're already pursuing it and you're achieving it, or if maybe that where you currently are right now is not where you want to be. And one of the fastest ways to pull yourself out of that, one of the fastest ways to get your life on fire is to grab onto a vision and a calling for your life and to think of your life differently. And so Dr. Matt, what he's gonna be sharing is just some really great techniques and tactics to really claim your vision and discover what your vision is and your purpose. And he's gonna bring that all the way down into communication, into values and all kinds of good stuff. And also just real quick, Dr. Matt, out of all the people in life, he is one of my top three mentors who is living the life on fire that I want to live with my wife Megan and I, that we want to live. Everything from the way he looks at his health, the way that he looks at his finances, his wealth, what he does for his work and career and how he gives back, and his faith and spirituality, the entire full package. So if you want to set your life on fire, not just one area out of, you know, let's say four areas of life, he's got the full circle. So I'm super excited to bring Dr. Matt Hubbard to you, so check it out. Let's give it up for Nick and Megan Ann, because give it up, come on. And then I'll tell you why. You know, I've been around a lot of people, and I've been able to see platform speakers probably my whole career, and seeing them on the stage is one thing, but being in that world, especially in my profession, for 15 years, it was disappointing to see people stand on a stage and preach one thing, and when they get off behind the green room, their lives were completely, completely different. And I was just a young guy in my profession, and I was brought in, and to see that drove me crazy. And I said, one day, when I make it, when I'm successful, I will never be like that. And that is why the guy that you heard from earlier, David Jackson, not only is like an older brother to me, we've been doing life together for so many years. It was funny because for Nick to have him speak on vision, him and I guaranteed could sit right here and speak on vision for an hour and it'd be almost the same thing. That's how well we know each other. We have a business together, we do life together, we travel the world together, we go to Bali together. And the one thing I'll say about David Jackson, he does have an epic life, but more incredibly, he is such an incredible father and a role model and a husband. That's what I care about. Money is easy come, easy go. I watched David, he was worth a lot of money. He had $7 in his bank account. He lost it all, got screwed over. But then I watched a guy grab his three daughters and his wife and said, I know that you look like a lot of your friends might go through this, and I can tell that you're worried that your mom and I might get a divorce. You don't have to worry about that. This circumstance will make us stronger. And I sat by, walked through that valley with him, and I watched him go on to crush it out of the ballpark where money will never have to, he won't have to worry about it again. And I watched his family not disintegrate because of money, but become tighter because of the lack of. And that's really the equivalent of what we all have to do, because we're following dreams, but what sacrifice. And so to come up, I was giving him a hard time out there, like, what did you talk about? Oh, Frank, you stole my stuff. Oh my gosh, I just told you on Tuesday I was gonna say that. I can't believe you, you sellout. But it's okay, there's more material, thank goodness. And I don't like to really follow the notes anyway, so it's good. And you know, the biggest thing that we can get out of it today is you have a couple that wants to give you everything, and how they are on the platform is how they live their life. But how many know we're all humans and we're working this thing out? So you're gonna go through hurdles and do stuff, and then you might be in a business position that you never thought you'd be in. And you might see behaviors come up for you that you never thought you act as. And as people that we're going through life, and you know, everyone's judging us and judging each other on some level, and you try to say, oh, I'm judgment free. Oh, we all have some judgment. My thing to you is, you never know what you're going to face, so don't worry about what other people are doing until you're walking in their shoes. You only got your own pair of shoes to walk in. Walk them out, because in life, if you're pursuing the dream, you're going to hit a hiccup. And if you have the right people around you, if you have the right values set up around you, those are your guardrails in life, and you don't have to worry about it. And for me to have friends like David Jackson that I can travel the world with, and Nick, and they're a couple that we are gonna travel the world with, it makes traveling so much fun. Because how many know, if you're gonna make all this money, it sucks when you are hanging out with other people that have money, but they don't have any core values that you have. And so I remember we were on a trip in the BVIs on catamarans, and man, everybody was awesome. We got hand selected by some pretty heavy hitters, and we're sitting there enjoying it. And I would tell you, David was on the trip with us, and I would say about 5 of the 8 couples, epic. But the 3 couples, oh my gosh, make me sniff glue. I didn't even, you know, it's like David and I are jumping off the boat in the morning and going to sip coffee on someone else's random boat. You know, it's like, hey, let's brainstorm before they get up. But we had this revelation, no, we're gonna go back and find couples with our exact core values. We're gonna raise them up, help them become multimillionaires, because the only reason why we're not traveling with the people we want to is we just got sick of paying for them. So how about we just help everybody get to the level where you guys want to do a trip to Bali together and run out one massive 20-suite casita with 20 people giving us massages every night with the people you want to do it? Come on, does that sound right? Then do it with people you love. You know, what Nick is doing is not creating this thing just because he wants to coach people and make money. No, he wants a tribe of people he can do life with that get life on fire. That's vision. So, you know, it's easy for me to talk on vision because that's all I know, because from when I was a little kid, I mean, my mom lied to me my whole life that I could do anything, and I believed her. And when other people told me I couldn't do it, it would be like a teacher or somebody, and I'd be like, who do I trust? My mom. I didn't know at the time I was lying, but you know, it's my mom telling me I could do anything, or my teacher telling me, no, you can't do that. I'm gonna believe my mom. You know, it wasn't until years later, I'm like, Mom, did you just tell me I could do anything? Yeah, I did. Thank God you didn't tell me you were joking. Because we can do anything we put our mind to, and to hear some of the material that you guys have gotten, like at the Life on Fire event in LA, how many people were there? Okay, great, a lot of you. So, and be honest, what has changed between then and now? A lot? A little? Okay, I hope a lot, because I was up there, if you don't remember, but yeah, I was up there, and I was just as having much as fun as you guys were. And the value that came out of there, if you applied it, is transformation. And if you're not in the transformation game, because how many know that we get interested in things that somehow transformed our life? Do you guys get that? You're doing something because it had an impact on you. Because, and then hopefully there's some money attached to it, so then you can help transform others. But if you're just in the money-making game, there will be burnout, there will be heartache, there will be upset, there will be fatigue, there will be... But if you're in the transformation game, you get juiced off transformation. And if you haven't transformed to the level that you wanted to from that event to now, it's probably because either, one, you didn't set a measurement of how much before this event you wanted to change or grow or transform. And number two, there wasn't crystal clear vision and clarity on how you were gonna do it. So in the next a little bit of time that we have, and by the way, Mike, that 21 word business plan, if I was here, and I have no idea what went on yesterday, if I flew in from anywhere and all I got was that, I promise you, your flight was worth it, your hotel was worth it, everything was worth it. I've been around and listened to the greats. You know, we have a mutual friend, Garrett Gunderson, and you know, I'm showing up on his doorstep all the time. He drops nuggets on me all the time. That stuff that he just dropped on you, that 21 word, if you really could digest that, it will change your life because it will save you time and money, where at the end of the day, it's called heartache and divorce maybe. I'm telling you, that right there was gold. So thank you, Mike, for that. I took lots of notes. Genius. So a couple weeks ago, it was funny, man. My pastor's like, hey, it's Vision Builders. You want to preach on vision? I'm like, oh, don't give me that topic. I will eat that up right now, because I love vision, because Vision right here is like this arrow. People talk on purpose all the time. David, I know, touched on core values. I want to help. I know some of you have done the exercise before on core values. I want to hone it in before. I've sat around and this one billionaire I heard speak, he taught me on core values and my jaw dropped for about 3 months. I came home and I realized I was like a ping pong ball all over the place because I didn't have core values set in my life. For me personally, I didn't have core values for my relationship with my wife. I didn't have core values for my business. I didn't even, what the heck, core values? And maybe David touched on it, but those are the guardrails we do everything. And you just don't have one set of core values. You have a couple sets for different things. I have a different set of core values for who I go into business with, different than my marriage. Now that I have two kids, I didn't even think about it. I read this book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I literally dropped the mic going, OMG. That book forever changed my life on like, I have a little girl that looks up to me and her future depends on my daddy, on what I do as a daddy for her in the future. And I was like, man, I'm always saying I want to give her an epic life. I didn't even develop core values as a father. I better get those in charge right now. I get those in alignment. And now it's like half my purpose in life, not only is transformation, but I have right there. Why do I want to save the world and lose my daughter and my little boy? No, they're the two most important things right now to make sure that I set them up for success right now. And their mindset is hilarious, man. My little three-year-old, there's 600 chiropractors over at Paradise Point right now. I've been emceeing. It's not like I just wear this thing. I jammed over here during lunch. I just introduced Dr. John Gray, who wrote Mars and Venus. Cool guy, man. He was doing this tapping, bouncing thing outside my presidential. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm going to introduce you in a few minutes. He's like, I'm centering. Can I center with you? Yes, you can. Just start bouncing next to me and breathe. So we're doing four square breathing, bouncing. I got to go, John, in 15 minutes to speak at Nick's event. We're almost done, okay? He was so awesome. But I don't even know why I brought him up, but he was so cool. Then I came over here, and I'll tell you that the future that we hold is so big, just setting on that whole vision thing, that when we set up core values in every area of our life, life gets easy because your decision-making process, like what he just gave you with the 21 word thing right there, it is easy and you don't have to feel guilty about it. Here's the thing, I love people. So I've made bad decisions because, oh my gosh, I like this guy, he's got great energy. Whatever he wants to sell me, I'd probably buy. Ask everybody we went to Egypt with. I bought everything in Egypt because these little kids were running up trying, I just bought it all. Finally, I realized I'm just a sucker. But when you have core values set up, I'll know if him and I are going to go into business. Not because I like him, not because he has good energy, not because I like his product, is because we have alignment. You know, it's funny, is this guy was just speaking that owns, Zappos. He's just saying, when people start to get in negotiation with contracts too much, I know I'm not in alignment with them, so I don't even do business with them. If they get so caught up on the contract, there's an alignment issue. Might be trust, it might be, whatever it is. He goes, I just don't do business with them. Because if they're more worried about a contract than a vision of how we're going to change the world, I don't have time for them. Elon Musk, same way. So it's just these little things that I think are so important. So I just want to give you some strategy that we're going to break off into. I want to help people get unclogged. Like, here's a great thing. I want to change the world. We're going to go do this. As a matter of fact, I did a little print off. Can we hand out the one just on the interest one? No, not the core value one, the interest one on the money. I sent this to one of my masterminds the other day. Because these guys are always saying, hey, we're going to change the world. We're going to do this. This is my business. This is my model. We're going to go do this. I want to build this funnel system. I'm like, okay, great. What's your credit score? What the hell does credit score have to do with my dream? Nothing. But what I will tell you is how much money it's going to cost you. And here's what you need to focus on. We can get so stuck on vision all the time, we miss reality. And then we get burned out because we're wondering why we're not crushing our goals. There is a foundation that we have to start on first. And dreamers dream, and sometimes we miss a reality check a little bit. So I want to give you a little reality, which is a little sobering, because here is the difference between someone with a good credit score and someone with an okay credit score. Because if I told you that I could just give you back $10,000 just based on your score, could you use that $10,000 to further what you're going to do? I know a lot I could do with $10,000. So I call them energy leaks in my life. So before we get started on all this vision stuff, why don't we just really get real with ourselves and write down energy leaks in our life? Because an energy leak is a hole in my bucket where I'm losing money. And at night, I might not really think about it, but it's at the back of my mind. See, I had a lot of energy leaks, and guess what? I had some coaches and mentors, like a Dave Jackson, start to point them out. Do you think I enjoyed that? No. It wasn't until David gave me the why. He goes, Matt, I love your passion, I love your purpose, I love your vision, but if you don't get your foundation, your house is gonna fail. Because when you start making more money, everything will be exposed. I'm like, no, man, let's just go make the money. I don't have time for that. I'll fix it when I have the money. No. You be the person. It's be, do, have. Not when I have it. So I flipped it upside down. It's be, do, have. And I said, that's it. Let me get my house in order. Let me get my foundation. Now, it doesn't mean stop talking vision. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop doing any of that. But let's have a reality check of, hey, where are we at? If your credit score sucks, then let's just get that fixed. Because here's what happened. It will come back to bite you. If you owe taxes, let's have a reality check. Men are worse than this. I run an all men's mastermind, and it's pretty hardcore. And we put on ego. We put on everything's okay. But when I say, good, take a picture of your bank account and send it to me, how many of you in this room would do it? You know what? We all stand up here and like we want to change the world. We want to go out and do something. We have a calling. We have a vision. We have a purpose and a passion. But I go, great, send me your bank account statement. Just take a picture real quick. Look it up on your phone. You know, out of the 12 guys in the room, two of them did it. Two of them had the huevos. One of them had a good bank account. The other one didn't. But the other one knew. He was humbly coming in that mastermind, knowing it was low man on the totem pole. He was honored to be in that mastermind, and he says, I'll do whatever it takes to be successful. And if I got to show you and drop my pants. We had one guy show up. He stripped down. He was going naked, and I stopped him. He was going to give me his 15-minute presentation naked because he says he has such an ego, such a thing about image. He just had to let it all hang out. And I said, just keep your chonies on. Remember that?
And it was amazing. So.
Yeah, right. So I tell you
no,
that.
It really wasn't just a case.
Yeah, it wasn't him. But
not me. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell you is that guy had the biggest breakthrough ever because he got vulnerable, and when we realized that I'm just hitting some stuff before vision because I don't want to get all fuzzy and get all this stuff when we're not having a reality check. And sometimes we got to look at the ugly stuff to reset the foundation so we can go change the world. See, vision is like this arrow. And I always say, passion is the fuel that pushes you. Purpose pulls you. Our core values keep that arrow in the trajectory. And then mindset has to do with, if you don't have a good mindset, that arrow is going down anyways. You know, everything is based on mindset. But the real thing is you got to understand, passion pushes, purpose pulls, core values keep this arrow on the trajectory in the vision of your future. But this weight, this leaky bucket, this energy leak, this drain on your life that affects your health is the stuff that no one really, really gets real and talks about. And so I don't want to get up here and just get you all, like the jacuzzi experience and feeling good. It's got to be transformational. It starts with a reality check. And the minute you get real is the minute you say, you're right. My credit sucks, or my bank account sucks, or I have taxes that I owe. Here's my strategies. And let's do the strategy. When you get free from the energy leak, guess what? Things come into alignment faster, and it's like rocket fuel to your ship, and it will change your life. Because how many know taxes suck when you owe them from 3 years ago? Okay? Trust me, I learned in 2006, and I learned in 2007, and finally I realized I'm getting bad advice from bad people. And you know what this guy said to me? He goes, mentor of mine, he goes, if your accountant doesn't make more money than you, how can he have a vision what to do with your taxes? Have you ever asked him how much you make? I'm like, oh, I play racquetball with him. I think he's pretty successful, drives a nice car. He goes, good, tell him to show you his books. I'm like, he's not gonna show me his books. Well, guess what? He looks at yours every day. I'm like, you're right. I play racquetball with him. I'm like, hey, man, I'm coming over right afterwards. Show me your books. I want to know how much money you make. You listen, man. You want, finally, I made them. I said, I'll fire you right now if you don't show me. I looked at how much you make. I made 4 times more money than he did. No wonder I owed taxes for 2 years in a row. He didn't even have a vision what to do with all my money. Fired him on the spot, and I went to 2 of my multimillionaire patients of mine, and I said, hey, who's your CPA? Actually, I interviewed 3. 2 of the 3 millionaires I had in my practice both have the same CPA. So I said, get me your CPA, and he goes, nope, he only takes millionaires. Oh, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Nick.
I've been trying to get this guy for over a year. I've sent him cards. I popped over his office.
I know.
Like, I'm working on both sides.
I've tried everything. It's the first time he's told me no. I don't get it. It's not you. He loves you. He just is. He's like, I don't want any more business. But the thing is that I begged these 2 millionaires, like, get me in with your CPA. He took me on. You know what he took me on? He said, I've never seen anything so complex in my life. I need a challenge. And he took me on. But half of my success is, and when I looked at him and I said, you know, here I'm this young punk. Not to be cocky, and I know I'm begging for you to take me on, but can I look at your books? You know, I'm sorry, I just had this experience. He goes, no problem. Turned his computer around, showed me everything. I go, right on. Whatever, I don't care how much you cost. Whatever it costs. He goes, I like your attitude, kid. Changed my life. It changed my landscape forever, I promise. So, all right, we're done with that. You guys ready to move on? I don't know where that came from, but someone needed to hear it. I don't know, but good. So I'm glad. So
it wasn't me.
Yeah, so, you know, abundantly. So listen, vision is defined as the art of seeing what is invisible to others. 2 points I want to give you until we get into some strategy about vision and how to clear up, I call it the plumbing problem. So we'll clear out the plumbing problem, and then we'll bump into some core values on a deeper level so you can set that up, because it's going to come down to vision boards, and I'm stoked you guys are doing it. And you might see, oh, airy fairy. No. I threw down a lot of books. Did anyone remember that I threw down some books at the event up in LA? Did anyone go buy some books? Okay. The Biology of Belief. Anything by Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being You. All that is the neuroscience behind what you do, what you say, what you see. Our brain thinks in images. It's all scientific. I have a reference out of here, so you believe me. But part one is this, is seeing is believing. It's your imagination. When you were young, you were born with an imagination. My little girl tells me every day, I'm going to be a princess. I'm going to be, you know, whatever it is. Right now, it's, you know, Sophia. I don't know why, but it doesn't really matter. She has all these things she wants to be. And it's so cool. She sees a boat. We were just out on this yacht cruise, and I took this picture of this. Guys, you guys see the yacht in the middle of the bay right now? You know who that is? The 79th richest man in the world. His boat is the 4th largest in the world. You want some inspiration? Go look out at the bay right now. He has a helicopter on the back of it. He started off at 30 years old with nothing. No one would give him money. He finally had a bank said, fine, we'll give you a $30,000 loan. At 30 years old, broke, he took a $30,000 loan, invested everything into Washington Construction, and he turned into a multi-billionaire. And now he's rocking, 81 years old, with the 4th largest yacht in the world in our harbor right now. And we took a boat cruise around it just to get inspired. Took a picture, showed my little girl. She goes, Daddy, are you gonna get a bigger one? I'm like, baby, that's vision. She was over at the thing today, and she found a penny, and she picked it up and screamed, I'm a money magnet. I'm like, where's T. Harv? Where's T. Harv? That's 3 years old, baby. We're doing something right. Because she gets it. She's imagining. But what I have to tell you is that when did someone steal our imagination? What do you think robs imagination? Other people's opinions. When other people are, and trust and hurt. That's why we just stop imagining. And so we're going to do an exercise in a minute, just on a piece of paper. We'll do a little timer, and we're just going to find out where you're at. There's no right or wrong. We're just going to find out how bad is your plumbing. And then we're going to do whatever it takes to unstuck and unstick your plumbing, just like a plumber. So I'm going to be a plumber for 5 minutes. We're going to blow that plumbing out, and then we're going to get on to for some vision. But if you don't have imagination, it's just because you stopped looking at what's possible. That's why I love hanging out with down-to-earth ballers that aren't going to sacrifice. I just have a different set of, if all you want to do is make money, I'm not judging you. I just have a huge core value on family. So I love guys that are freaking crushing it, that have an amazing family. Little kids that actually want to be around their parents. I mean, and I'm not being political right now, but I did get a little choked up when I read this interview about one of the Trump kids that said he was playing in the Trump Tower when he was 5 years old. And he never even thought, he just remembered as one of his oldest memories that he just did everything with his dad. And he had to wear a hard hat and go on these tours. I'm like, dude, I can't believe that dude took his kids around at 5 years old around all these towers. Thinking that guy had a core value on family. And to see them all standing up there supporting their dad, willing to go to battle and take the hits, I'm like, dude, I hope my kid, right? No matter what you believe, I just love the fact that guy's doing it with his kids by his side. And it's impressive to see how much they look up to their pops. How did that get instilled in them? He just didn't go make billions. He included them all the way, just didn't send them off with nannies. So it's so weird to think about, man, how am I gonna do that? How do I not get so busy in my life and leave my family? I married a hot young wife. You're only as old as the woman you feel. So I might be older and looking old thing, but baby, I love you. I know, is that inappropriate? I'll pay for that later. And the deal is like, man, I just don't wanna make money and let my wife, I mean, I want to do it with my wife. I want to travel with my wife. If I get asked to speak somewhere, I'd love for her to come with me. I mean, it's just, I want to do things a little bit differently. So I heard this quote, your level of success will seldom exceed your level of development because success is everything you're attached to. It's the person that you become. Everything around you is going to develop you into what success looks like. So when you align yourself with your core values of other successful people, mine are family values, and I want it a little bit harder to find, but it's amazing because that's all I know now. So I just am living what they live. And it becomes addictive to be around success on all those levels, not just one. And we can branch out. So when you know your core values that we'll get into in a minute, it's super important. So let's do this. Last thing. Don't expect people to understand your grind, your pursuit, your passion, when God didn't give them your dream. It is, what did God give you? What's your dream? You know, my mom still doesn't get it why I'm in San Diego. She expects me to be in Sacramento. She wants to run my front desk. You know, my uncle would like to manage all my money. You know, it's hilarious. They all have this thing like, you know, your whole family's in Sacramento except you. We're so disappointed. Well, that's not my vision. My vision is San Diego. Not really in this June gloom. I'd like it to be a little bit sunnier. Let's claim that for tomorrow. But my vision is San Diego, not Sacramento. Mom, I'm sorry that the vision was different, but you gotta live your vision. And don't ever apologize for a big vision. I meet so many people that don't wanna stand on their vision because it might offend somebody. I love that spray. That was hilarious. They should make it for people with small visions. And if you realize what small vision is, it's just people that got hurt along the way and stopped trusting, stopped believing, lost their imagination. What do you want to do for them? Help them get their vision back. Because if we serve other people and help them unlock their vision, guess what? At some point, they'll want to help you succeed at your highest vision. So, blank sheet, 2 minutes. We got a timer? Okay, good. I want you, money and time have nothing. There's anything you want in life, you write it down starting right now. All right, pens down. Cool, good job. Now let's be, hey, pens down, buddy, what are you doing? I mean, I like your bow tie, but I'll break your hand. I'm just joking. I can adjust it later, it's no big deal. All right, so how many, let's just go down the list. How many did you write down? 10 and under, raise your hand. Great. 20 and under, raise your hand. So 10 to 20, okay? 20 to 30? Anybody over 30? Great, we all got goals. Hashtag tribe goals right here. So, goals to get over 30. Every single time you do this exercise, the more you do it, the better you'll get, it will change. When I married my wife, her number was 7. Then when I told her what I'm about to tell you, she started crying. So 10 and under, your toilet's clogged. Okay? 10 to 20, you can flush the toilet, but you know how it fills and then it slowly drains? Okay? 20 to 30, you're flushing, not a problem. There's a supercharger on 30 and above. Okay? We want to get in a place where 30 and above. We have to do this exercise all the time. There's some research that Joe Dispenza does on the brain about this exact exercise. It's in his second book, so I don't want to get you crosshaired, but whatever his second book was, so he wrote two biggies. It's the second one with all the brain mapping, and he talks about this exercise. The better you get at it, the more you'll be propelled forward in your vision. You'll attract more. So it's the be, do, have. This is the exercise of reframing your mind. So it's important. It's not a judgment call. It's like that thing I showed you on your bad credit score. This is just knowing, all right, I'm stuck. Now I'm going to give you the tool to get unstuck. One, you got to go buy the Success Magazine. You got to get around people that are doing it like this guy. You got to go buy the Travel Magazine. You got to go buy, I love the Dream Homes. You know, here in San Diego, they got the Dream Homes Magazine. Just look through it. All we're doing is trying to get new mental images because we've been beat down. So every day, no joke, how many of you brush your teeth every day? Why do we do that? You want to keep them so they don't get cavities. But here's the thing. Even by maybe noon, we'll get a little film on there. You ever get the funky film? And I know it's nasty to talk about right before lunch, but if you guys are making out, just go brush real quick. But listen, you get the funky film on, and you just like, we're brushing our teeth. We do that because no matter what we do, I don't care if you ate kale salad all day long, you're gonna get the grill going. Okay, film will build up. You know, you get the layer on your tongue. Happens like that. How many know I just washed my car? It's been one day at Paradise Point. It looks like hell. One night at Paradise Point. Okay, so I got to wash it again because I'm OCD about that. I just like clean cars. That's why I only buy white cars. But I tell you that is because we get slimed every single day. For me personally, that's why I go to church on Sunday. I go to get de-slimed. Okay? Sometimes I'm so negative, I get de-slimed in the morning, then I go get my rush of charge at the night, then I'm pumped till about Wednesday. But I mean, I do mind mastery cards. I do everything to make sure that I'm brushing my mind every day. So how do we get our vision back? You got to go get those magazines. You got to start listening to the podcasts of the big dreamers. They have to stretch you. I listen to the ballsiest stuff I can that would probably upset a lot of people. It's so far this way. Because listen, if you're way down here, your capacity to handle this over here, like some people are annoyed with Nick. Some people like, dude, that guy's so fake. He's so positive. Like that whole life on fire thing, the burning in his hand, that's offensive. I freaking geek out on it. During our interview, I'm like, dude, can you put that fire on my hand? That is freaking awesome. I just want to walk around with it. I want to do like a spider web of fire. But that is the stuff that I live for. So not everybody can handle it. It's called bridging the gap. Some of you are going to have conversations that are maybe in the 20 to 30 range of you're just laying down vision with someone that is under 10 and under, and something's off in the relationship. Recognize it that you're a bigger dreamer. It's not a judgment thing. You're just more highly processed. See, I've done hundreds of thousands of dollars of personal development. I geek over it because I want to live in that. I drive my family nuts. My mom and dad can't even relate to some of the stuff I say. I literally hang out with people and subconsciously it just comes out of my mouth. I'll hear something negative and I'll just say cancel out loud to their face. And I don't mean to. They'll say it'd be cancel. They'll, what'd you say? I'm like, nothing, I'm sorry. Go ahead, what were you saying? They'll say it'd cancel. Finally, if I have to say it more than seven times, I have to disengage with that conversation because it's so annoying. Because I'll just be saying cancel every other minute. But it's annoying to them, and I'm not judging them. I just can't have a conversation with them because they're so negative. I just don't let negative people in my world. Now, it doesn't mean I don't want to help them. I finally just go, listen, I'm sorry I said that. I said cancel seven times because you just threw up on me with your negativity. And it's okay because I'm going to go clean up right now, but I just can't hang out with you anymore until you change some of the stuff that comes out of your mouth. And they've got two choices to make. Either I'm now a douchebag in their mind, or they're like, wow, I didn't know I was so negative, and they're gonna wanna change. Either way, I don't care, it's their life. Whatever they do is cool, I'm just over here. And you gotta be the same way. You can't just look at somebody that's like, I wonder why our conversation's off. It's like, listen, you're way over here supercharged, and they're just trying to figure this out. That's why when anybody comes into this Life on Fire tribe, if you got a newbie that's looking at you guys like you're crazy, it's because you've been around the tribe a while And you're also positive and loving. And that's why I told Nick I'd come hang out with you guys anytime. Because anybody that's going to walk, I just like wearing a shirt around at the airport. People are like, dude, life on fire? What's that mean? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. But it's contagious. But it starts with knowing where you're at and going from there. Anybody get that? So, right out of this magazine right here, let me just read it to you so you know. Images that get to the subconscious, words do not. This is, our brain works in pictures, images. That's why vision boards are so key. It's why I'm stoked that the next session here, you're going into vision boards. And you're going to do a vision board, and that vision board can change all the time. Let me tell you, I did a vision board, and within 3 weeks, I broke that vision board and did another one. Because the first time I did the vision board, I'm like, right on. I got so into it, I'm like, oh my gosh, those were so weak. It was so funny because, man, I had this vision, I wanted this 911 Porsche. A week later, I had just been so into this vision thing, I said, you know what? What was I thinking? I can buy a Bugatti, sell it, and buy all my friends' Porsches. That's bigger vision. And David Jackson and I talk about it all the time. We were sitting here having a break. We were interviewing, like, hey, let's get all our clients on the phone. Let's just find out. And I'm sure you guys told you, this guy's like, yeah, I want a Ford F-150. I'm like, buddy, I love Ford F-150s. I grew up in the country. We got to think bigger than that right now. Please. Otherwise, this coaching for the next year is going to be painful. We need bigger vision than where you're at right now. And he got it. He's like, I'm totally down with that. Just wanted to start small, not intimidate you guys. Mike, I like your attitude. Let's go. So that was May 2015. Scientific America, American, they wrote an entire thing on visualization and physiology of the brain and what the mind does. So if you want to go look at that reference, it's May 2015. Scientific American. Great, great study showing about that. So you just don't think, oh, it's an airy-fairy vision board. No, no, no. You are reprogramming your mind. And you got to get that. Is that cool?
Yes.
Hold the vision, trust the process. You know, some of this stuff, we get this vision and we want it now. We just expect now. We just want to go now. And we get frustrated with ourselves. The truth is, if you had accountability partners and good coaching, they understand. You just hold on to the vision and you trust the process. There's been lots of people, you can talk to any of them, today that have had a dream for years. Richard Branson's one of them. He wanted to own an island forever. It's not the first thing he did. He wanted to do a space shuttle to the moon. It's not the first thing that happened. He had to do all these, but that was his vision all along. It was a process to get there, though. You got to trust the process. You got to stay in the trenches. You have to have accountability. You have to let people call you out on your wuss days. You will all have them when you feel sorry for them, when you feel sorry for yourselves. But when your purpose is bigger than your problems, you'll put the right people around you and you'll allow them to speak in your life. Nick isn't a good coach if he just blows sunshine up your butt the whole time. He has to call you out sometimes when you're acting pathetic. That's what vision is. It's seeing, it's, everybody has a blind spot. Did we get this? It's when we understand we have a blind spot and knowing that our whole goal, it's like Landmark. I love how they teach. You know what you know what you don't know. Your blind spot is you don't know what you don't know. You know why you're in this accountability high-level group? Is because everybody here is to help you point out your blind spots. Now two things happen. Either you're going to get ruffled and people quit because you got your blind spot pointed out, or you're going to be like, no, I'm going to grow, and it's helping you increase vision. Well, you either know it now or you know that you don't know it. That's what this group can be. Like, if we just decided we're going to do a brain trust for an extra day on Sunday, and all you're going to do is brain trust, you're going to stay up, you're going to lighten up, I'll take a shot of tequila, keep your clothes on because it's a distraction. You're then going to sit around and you're going to talk about, I want your top three greatest ideas, your top three greatest ideas, your top three, and you go around. It's top three greatest ideas, top three greatest ideas. And as they're going around, stuff starts stirring up. By the time you're done, right there, you couldn't have paid for that seminar. For people that take off from this group and they go off and do their own friends or go see friends, not a big deal. They're just missing out on the value of what you could be around a bonfire tonight, hanging out an extra day, finding four or five of you and doing a little mini tribe session. How are we going to help each other? My buddy, he has four of them. Joe Mercola, who, if you don't know, mercola.com, it's the largest alternative healthcare. My mentor, Jen Tempo. the guy that owns Precious Moments, and Rick Sapio, who's a multimillionaire. They sat around and they all had a moment back in the day before they were all really, really wealthy. And they said, we're going to all help each other get to the billionaire status. Who's the closest? So they figured it out, and one those guys, all they did was brainstorm for that one guy. Once that guy got breakthrough, he came back, pulled up everybody else. Amazing. They just said, we're going to brainstorm and help you see your blind spot. Nope, that's a blind spot. Nope, that sort of thinking sucks. Nope, don't do business with those people. Nope, let's vet that out. Just like that process that Mike had. Let's vet it out. And all they did, they meet four times a year in a lockdown for 3 days, four times a year, and they all are billionaires now. Mercola is the last one because he's had to protect himself so many times, cost him millions. If he didn't have to protect him all from FDA and AMA, he'd already be a billionaire. He spent millions on internet for alternative health, and we ought to thank him. So with that being said, I want to give you a core value sheet. Let's pass out the core value sheet. Some of you have done this before, but I want you to think about, like, to do this the right way, you need 5 to 7 copies of it. So I'm going to tell you the right way to do it. Let's give you core values on you as a person. So just take one today, and we'll do it on a mini session, because you can do it for your business or what you want to do. But you hand these core values out to people you respect, not your chummies you go drinking with, people you respect that know you. You hand them out and you say, I need you to pick 8 to 12 words. Not 25, this is just for time of sake. I need you to highlight 8 to 12 words. You give it out to 5 people. You ask them to turn it back into you within a couple days. You're gonna get them back. You are going to write down all those words, okay? And let's say, let me give you the example here. You got one for me over here? Let me just use this. Let's just say that attitude, positive attitude. People wrote down, you know, I gave it out to 5 friends. I did it. My wife did it. And this is all about me. Who am I? What do you guys look at me as far as what do you think of me? Well, they're going to write down positive attitude. So as soon as I get even one person, I just write on a piece of paper, positive attitude. And then how many other people wrote that? It's amazing how many people that really know you, they'll find the same words. And they'll get it down to a very synchronized deal. So the ones that you have multiple marks to, you just add it up and you see which one had the most marks. That's going to be core value number one. And it's not really a ranking order, but I just want you to put it in that order so you seal it. And your goal is to get 7 words that define who you are. From friends, this isn't what you think who you are. This is your friends and people you respect that think who you are. Even if it's family, they know you pretty well. So that makes up some personal core values. You want 7 to 10 words. And then what I want you to work, you pick 7 of those words and you write a 1 sentence that defines it. I laminate it and I put it up. Now to give you ones, my wife and I, for our family, we did this same exercise for my family. Her and I sat down, we went and we wrote down core values. We did 10 words each. We sat down and we negotiated because we had three or four words that were the same. So we had our 4, but our goal is to get to 7. So we negotiated, and what we found was some of the words we meant the same. They were just different words, but they had the same meaning once we started talking about it. So we found out, we honed it in, what word really, really did we mean? And then we hang that up in our kitchen so we know what defines our relationship and our family. And when people come over, it is right by the kitchen table because it sparks a conversation. It's easier to bridge that gap. We just had a couple ask us why they never get invited to the river. It wasn't you, Randy. You're always out of town. We take you any day. We straight up had to tell them that we just don't have the same core values as you. Like, we'll go out to dinner any night of the week. We'd love to hang out with you. But if my sacred place is my river house, I'm only taking people that line up with my core values. I go out there to get away, unplug, dream big, sit on the river with my kids, try to pull a backflip off and hurt myself on my wakeboard. You know, whatever. I want to be around the same people. That's what these help you get to. They're the guardrails. Who do I go into business with? I have core values for my office that all my team agree with. So I did it as a team. I had all my 8 employees. We went down. We said, what defines this office? We got a knockdown drag over one word. I'm like, no, it doesn't. And these three people are telling me, yeah, it does. I just had a misreality of what representation is. So we had to get clearer on vision for the office so we could hone in on some words a little bit better. Super important. If you're single, you want core values on what you're looking for in your mate, in your spouse. That's why marriage are these couples that meet each other, both hot, staring at each other. They've never even had a values discussion. How do we make values-based decisions if you've never established values? Because you could have all the vision in the world and you wonder why you start getting sidetracked. What Mike was doing is that's just another way to put values around how do you know how you start a business plan. It's really based on values is what he was doing. Because you can start a business and if it's crushing your health, is it worth it? No. I'm going to be a millionaire. I mean, ask Steve Jobs. He said at the end of his life, if I would have known, I would have changed up how hard I was on my body. He had anger problems. He said, I know I should have let anger go. Anger is what got the disease in me. He knows. He had access to the most brilliant minds in the world. He went to every specialist. And by the time he finally admitted to himself that he had anger issues, that thing was taking over his body. The pancreas, man, don't mess with that. He would have paid any amount. He just did, he sacrificed it. Didn't want to let go of that anger issue soon enough. But I can tell you is that when you have those core values in, this becomes a fun tool. Now, will you change as a person? My wife is not the same person I married. She's way more highly processed. She is into personal development. She wants to go through these exercises. So when we do these now, when we did our core values, when we were single and traveling the world and having fun, now that we have kids, oh my gosh, talk about core value shift. I said, when we have kids, man, we are still going out. Nothing is going to change us. We're not going to be those parents that play the I got to be home with my kids card. We're dominating. We're just going to redefine it. Let me tell you, I was way off. And now that they're a certain age, man, I love staying home. When someone invites us out to dinner, man, they got to really want to add value in my life for me to leave my little girl. For me to leave my little girl who wants me to tuck her in and play the spider game on her back before she goes to bed, that dinner better be something audacious that's going to transform me or me them in some level. If it's not going to move, touch, inspire me, it's one of my three words, move, touch, inspire. If it's not going to move, touch, inspire me and I'm going to leave my little girl for a nanny to rub her back, damn. I might do it once, but that's all you're getting. And right now I'm redefining my whole life to become so financially free. Like, because here's what happens with entrepreneurs. It's the game of more. We want more. We want more. We want more. I'm going to invest in how much more do I need? No. I got to come up. What is my capacity where I'm not going to blow out my wife's relationship with my kid? What is that? I just came up with a new number. I now know what it is. And that is going to be my ceiling. And then I'll help other people get there. If I can figure out if can I live off $500,000 a year with my lifestyle and be comfortable, I want to make a lot more, and then I want that wealth to accumulate. So long as I don't spend more than that, I'll never tap into the principal. It's my new goal. I now know what it's going to take. And then I can give away more money. I can do more great things for people. So now I know I don't want to ever be that guy saying more, more, more. And then I don't want to be the guy that's going to go take more than I should and give it to something like an investment to make more, and then I lose it all and got to start over. Because that's what my dad did. 12 years old, my dad lost $12 million. My mom had to get a job for the first time ever. It was the greatest thing that ever happened because I was a punk, and it instilled hard work ethic. It made me realize that my mom had a poverty mentality after that happened, and she got fearful about money, and she would lose it. One time she couldn't come visit me because she said she couldn't afford the $200 Southwest airline ticket. So I felt so bad, I flew her down. I'm like, Mom, are you okay? Yeah, it's tight, real estate's tight. I'm like, oh my gosh. I flew home, checking out. Well, her bank statement back in the day fell out of the door, and I looked out, I'm like, you have more money than what the hell is this? Mom, you have more money than I do, like times 10. And I just bought your ticket. Yeah, but you don't know what could happen. I'm like, Mom, you are fine. If you ever work me over for an airline ticket again. You'll never see your grandchildren. I tell her all the time, Mom, you are ridiculous. Go buy a Porsche, put the top down, and drive down the coast and let the wind get in your hair. Like, what the heck is all that money? It's like, we just can get stuck in, she got stuck in fear. And that fear would eat her up. But we're all gonna do it on some level. We just gotta recognize it based on core values and friendships that are gonna be lifelong. You can't put a price on great relationships. Great relationships must inspire you and add value to your life. If you have relationships that are sucking the life out of you, you're in it due to guilt. And how is guilt serving you? Even family, you can set up great boundaries. Ask my mother-in-law. So core values is a great exercise. I would seriously photocopy this. You know, cross off the 25. Your goal is to get, you know, 8 to 12, and then you're going to pick 7. And then you're going to one word define them. Those things get redefined all the time. Matter of fact, I just did this exercise. I said, I want to do a placemat. Rick Sapio, if you go to, check this out, you freaking dig it. I wrote it down for you somewhere. I think it's familyplacemat.com. Check out, yeah, it's Rick Sapio. The dude is brilliant. He owns a website, great entrepreneur, but Rick Sapio does the family placemat. He puts his core values. And so we wrote out the Hubbard Family Way. And these were the 11 things as we started to talk about this, my wife and I, and we're honing it in right now. We're just having conversations. A good bottle of wine around a fire pit on the beach will change your life if you have good vision. And we're setting the vision right now for this placemat. Because I said, man, if we want to have family dinners together, I want to be staring at this placemat that inspires me instead of some ugly someone else's placemat from Kate Spade. I want the legit my Hubbard. So we're calling it the Hubbard Family Way. We start our day with breakfast 3 days a week when we're in town. We play the acknowledgement game. We acknowledge everybody. We have at least one date night a week every Thursday night. Oh, these are my Hubbard's Family Way. Yeah, we're putting our core values. Family meeting one time a week. Lunch together one time a week. A mom and dad call where we call grandparents once a week. We raise independent entrepreneurial children. We play the appreciation game. We no longer have a TV in our house, or we have a TV, but we don't watch TV, because TV stands for television. I call it hellavision. Because really, what is being programmed? If you're watching television, it's telling a vision. My question is, how much of it are you allowing to tell to you? It's mostly drug commercials and things that are pathetic. That's why watch cable with, you know, some things that will inspire you. But if you're watching just television as a numbing tool, you can listen to audio tapes as meditation as a numbing tool. That will actually numb you in the right direction, not dumb you down. I'm not really worried about it with this group because you're so inspired by vision. You get that. But people that watch a lot of television, they've lost hope. And you got to learn that every one of you in this chair, you're actually a mini hope dealership. And you got to start dealing hope at a high level. Bedtime prayers. And we're writing out this thing. When you see the Hubbard Family Dinner placemat, you'll understand what it is. It puts the core values on there as family. We put our vision statement, our mission statement, everything we do. We have 8 different games that we can play on the placemat. Every night we're going to play a game around it. Give me the top 3 best things about your day. We got to create these habits and instill them into our kids. Otherwise, they're going to be bombarded with negativity and all the things that the world delivers every day. And if we aren't programming our kids in a positive way, guess who's programming them for us? Guess who programmed us? We're a product of our preachers, teachers, moms, dads, friends, all by default. Whoever lived on my street programmed me. They're all my friends. It's funny, if you go to an affluent neighborhood, the conversations are way different. It's amazing, we just moved to another neighborhood and they have wine parties every month. The conversations in that neighborhood are completely different than the cul-de-sac conversations around the fire pit with no wine we had in my other neighborhood. This one was about the board and how the board suck and we can't park on the street. I mean, I told my wife, we gotta move out of here. I made a decision one day after this one cul-de-sac meeting, we are getting out of this neighborhood. I can't believe the level of conversations. We went to this neighborhood we only dreamed of. We made it happen on a vision. There was no way at the time we could afford it. So here's what happened. I had to find a way that my real estate agent didn't have the vision for. And do you know my real estate agent fired me because she didn't have the balls to make the offer I wanted? It was so outside of the box, but you know what? It was a vision I had, and I know I didn't make this stuff up. I had this in the middle of the night. That was an innate thought flash. I am freaking doing it, and you're gonna do it, or I'll find someone. My mom flew down and made the offer, and she thought it was so radical. She loved it, and the guy said yes. And then we had 2 years to make that deal happen. I woke up in the middle of the night, like 7 months later, with a strategy on how to make it right then. Had no idea I could come up with that much money right then. I just did it, and I made it happen. We closed the deal. A week later, this is how timing, the dude was in the airport in front of me. I go, I think that's the guy that owned our house. I text him. I watched him check his phone. I'm like, hey, Peter, Matt Hubbard, I bought your house. Remember we changed, you gave me the garage door opener in Target? And he goes, oh, yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question? Why'd you close your house so randomly? I said, I woke up with a dream, the same dream I had, what offer that you were going to take. And he goes, that's crazy, because I was talking to my best friend who's a real estate agent, and he says the homes have gone up by so much in that neighborhood. I said, hey, give me a call. If it goes up another $50,000, I'm going to blow that deal. Put it back on the market. And he goes, and the next day, you called, sealed the deal. And now that home's gone up, you know, $400,000. But it was hilarious because he just was so tripped out about it. You've got to listen to your inner voice. And when you're living on purpose, you will always hear the inner voice because stress shuts the voice down. But when you're around people and you have your core values, you're living free. And when the world starts to stress you out, where is your safe zone? Where do you go? Where do you go to think? Do you know in my week, I have 1 hour scheduled where I go by myself just for thinking in my calendar. I have my date night. We have our coffee break agenda, so I meet with my wife. That's our business meeting for our marriage. And then I have an hour to go think, uninterrupted, turn my freaking phone off, and go think somewhere. When we start taking time to think, we get balance back in our life. Last thing I'll leave you with. The biggest thing, if we don't have a vision for what our reality is, our life is, other people will define it for us. So you can't just have a vision. You need to tell everyone you know what your vision is. Maybe have it on a wall, have it on a piece of paper. I had to come up because some of my friends, you know, they're like, question my thing. I wrote Dr. Matt's Simple Rules for Living a Life Fully. I wrote them. I saw this one thing, so I printed this off this morning, but I had it in my pocket on a 3x5 card, and I had it everywhere in my cars. And then I just redid this, so I'm getting a new one printed. And it was just, know what you want in life, and then really get hungry for it. Get solid with your morning rituals of exercise, nutrition, and prayer. Turn your fear into fuel, and just do it. Master your emotional guidance system. Nourish your relationship in both family and friends. Find congruency in your vision, values, and belief systems. Create a mastermind. Find a mentor. Start an accountability group. Whatever your business, market it with massive action. Let your inner voice guide you. Never eat lunch alone. Say thank you, please. I love and appreciate you more often. Find balance in your life. Spend quality time with your children and spouse. Ensure you focus on financial health for a better tomorrow. Seek your own destiny, then leave a legacy. I didn't print this for anybody else but myself as a reminder because I get slimed every day. We have to brush our teeth every day. I tell people they need to get adjusted. I'm into spinal health. You know, I'm in all these things. But if my mind is not right, I start listening and believing to everybody else's stuff. And we all have stuff. I have stuff. I'm not perfect. But I will tell you this. If I don't have constant reminders of who I am, what I stand for, my core values up everywhere, if my wife would let me, my hallways of my house would be whiteboards. She will not let me, just to let you know. So I put these little reminders, and everything, if you open up any of these things, crap falls out. All these stuff, I mean, stuff falls out. I don't even know what this is, honestly. Oh, that's amazing. That's just for my office. That would totally bore you. But I have stuff in every one of my journals. I write stuff down. I have thought flash deals. You name it. I'm telling you, have it everywhere to remind you. It's your vision. Sometimes we forget because of the junk of life. You guys are here for a reason and a purpose. God gave you a vision. See, when we had that seed, it was planted, and that was in our imagination. And then we forgot to water it. And then other people come by, and they start plucking up our seeds. I'm telling you, you're in this mastermind for a reason. You're starting to build this community, a life on fire for a reason. If you let it get in your soul, things start to happen. If you start to even say, isn't even the tagline life on fire the coolest tagline ever? I mean, it's just something to say, something to believe. You got to crush doubt. Fear will creep up. Do you know, and I'll end you on this. I have a little garden where I had chickens and a freaking coyote got them. I wanted my own eggs so bad. But I'm not, it's okay. I'm going to get them back. But I'm telling you, I have this garden. I want to just get self-sustainable. And it takes work for that freaking garden to grow. But you know what grows in my garden no matter what? Weeds, no matter what. We have weeds that grow up in our mind that will happen on, they just show up. And you have to weed your mind every day. Every day you got to weed your mind. And I can tell you, when you start to master your mind, and all it is, I love Instagram. It was the greatest gift ever. You know why? I follow every psycho account that looks awesome. The baller account, Tim Sykes throwing hundreds of millions of dollars around his body. I love it. When everyone gets so offended, he has pictures of, this is what $1 million looks like on my bed. I'm like, I want that visual on my bed. I want that visual in my car seat. I mean, I love it. I send him a note like every week. I've never met him. Tim, I love you, man. That picture was epic. You know, it's like, I want to see those homes. It is so inspiring. We got to get excited about that stuff. Get the fuel on the inside of you. So thanks for letting me come over for an hour, hang out, learn some great stuff. Paradise Point, see you tomorrow. Love you guys.
All right, so how good is that? Dr. Matt is one of my favorite human beings in the world. We love him. So what I would love for you to do right now is to just like and comment and even share this video. So don't keep us a secret. You know, share us with friends, with family, any coworkers. That would be amazing. We'd be very grateful for that. And then the other thing is just to join the conversation. You know, head over to lifeonfire.com and interact with us, comment. If you have questions for me personally or any of our team, let us help you. You know, if you have ideas for Life on Fire TV or anything that we're doing, we would love that dialogue. So be sure to comment, interact, say what's up, and then also be sure, absolutely be sure to check out lifeonfiremovement.com. And we are super excited. That is where our community is growing like crazy. And we're up to big things. We're doing a lot to give back and pay it forward. And we're learning every single month together as a tribe. So if you're digging Life on Fire TV, why don't you come check out lifeonfiremovement.com and see how we can take your life and your career to a whole new level together. So hope to see you there and have a great rest of your day.